Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Don't blame God and don't blame the Word of God for what's going on. It is in the heart of every human being to be in a place of depravity whenever fear and sin takes control. You better say right now in the name of Jesus, I don't care what the color of your skin is. We're going to get together and have faith together because we're going to need one another sooner rather than later.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a message that was taken from a recent Sunday service here at Pace Assembly. This is Make Your Move. Let's go into the word with Pastor Rogers today.
Four leprous guys sitting outside of the city of Samaria. In the city was a famine. Nobody was eating. You heard me. They're eating all kinds of garbage and mess. So if they're eating that, the leprous guys outside of the city are starving to death. Are you hearing me? Something happens when people get together. Wait a minute. Something happens when people get together who have issues. And they know they got issues. But I feel like preaching right now. I'm talking about you know that you're not pointing your finger at anybody else because you got some issues too, looking you right back in that great big old mirror. And you're just glad to get together with somebody. Nobody understands me. They don't need to. In fact, I don't want to know everything's going on. All I want you to do is let's get together because hell gets nervous when the church gets together and prays. Hell gets nervous when you get together. Isn't it funny? As folks looking at me this morning, they ain't clapped their hands, ain't done no move. But I guarantee you, let me take them down to Wahoo's. Get up in them stands and get me something to drink and bring me a hot dog. And boy, howdy, as soon as they hit one over the fence, woohoo, wahoo. Let me just tell you something. God has a universal word. Every time I go to Guatemala, all I know is baño. But the other word that I know there and in Italy and in China and in Russia is hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you better get some praise coming out of your mouth because in this hour, ladies and gentlemen, fear has torment, but faith will praise its way through. Where is my church this morning? Four leprous guys with issues. Four leprous guys. Leprosy. The coronavirus of the day. Don't touch nobody. I get it. I mean, there's some folks that I see coming out of the restroom. They don't even wash their hands. You're right. No, going around the corner. As a matter of fact, come on over here. I got some hand sanitizer for you. We were eating at a place yesterday morning and getting a little breakfast, you know. I mean, I better not say that. Anyway, the woman was sitting there, and when she reached in her purse, she had a half a gallon of hand sanitizer. Quick, 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 quick. But she told her children, everybody, don't touch it. She had said, I'm going to make sure this is clean. God, preach. Make sure this is clean. I know somebody cleaned it a minute ago, but let me clean it again. It'll be all right if you clean it again. I said, it'll be all right if you clean it again. It'll be all right if you repent again. It'll be all right if you say, Lord, help me again. It'll be all right. You know you got issues. I got issues. All God's children got issues. And these four leprous guys represent every one of us in a desperate situation. Desperate people attract other desperate people. They got together and they looked at one another, had a conversation. You read the whole conversation right there in the book of 2 Kings 7. Four leprous guys. One guy's ears falling off. One guy's got one arm. The other guy's got one leg. Leprosy is brutal. Face is eaten off. All kinds of stuff. Disease. Y'all talk about coronavirus. These guys had stuff that was visible issues. So they're sitting there and they have a conversation. Because desperate people do desperate things. If you're desperate and you're full of fear, you'll go crazy and lawless. But if you're desperate and full of faith, you'll go spiritual when everybody else goes natural. These guys said, one to another, what do you think? Shall we sit here till we die? Shall we sit here till they get a vaccination? Shall we sit here until somebody comes up with a cure for leprosy? Well, I've already lost my leg. I've already lost my ear. My eye's out. Come on, somebody. What do you think we ought to do? Because desperate people start doing desperate stuff. These four desperate guys looked at one another, had this conversation. They said, hey, why sit here till we die? Why don't we go get something to eat? So I'm just going to tell you, we ate at Waffle House yesterday. Sure did. Well, I tell you what, I don't know about eating out. I prayed over that meal. I said, Holy Ghost, sick it, whatever it is, drive it out. Get it out of my eggs, grits, and my bacon, and mostly the waffle. And whatever was left over, I covered it all up with syrup anyway, so it killed everything in there. Throw a little salt and pepper on top of that, and I was ready to go. Y'all ready to eat? Come on, y'all better say amen. I'm going to keep you here till you starve. Come on. There's an illustrative sermon in this. We just went ahead and ate that thing up. Come on. And you know what I found out? There's some folks over here. One guy right over here. One guy right over here sitting next to us. Before we got to the table, he said, he sure did. Coughed over. Didn't use, wasn't none of that right there over the hand. Nothing like that. He did. He's the same one that hugged all of the waitresses before he left. We'll see y'all. Come on, they all hugged. I'm just telling you. And the enemy would love for you to stay where you are and die. But these four guys said, what do you want to do? They said, well, I mean, they had brilliant, brilliant conversation. They said, well, we could sit here and we'll die. And the committee said, yeah, that's exactly right. Come on, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what they had, a little B3 right behind that. Yeah, there it is. That's all I get. Okay. The other guy said, well, we could go into the city and we could eat. They might kill us, and we'll die there. And the rest of the committee said, yeah, that's what we're going to do, brother. There it is, right there. He's feeling it now. The other guy said, well, we could do that, or we could just go in, and we could just die in there. They might kill us. The rest of the committee said, yep, that might happen. They got together and concluded, let us arise and go into the enemy's camp. I'm dead already in trespasses and sin. The devil can't kill a dead man twice. Come on, somebody. I got blood on me right here. Go ahead and try to kill me now. It'll just send me right on to heaven and I'll be right on out of here. One way or another, you're gonna die. I might as well live before I die. I said, I might as well live before I die. I said, I might as well live before I die. Oh, I'll be dead on this side, but oh, looky here, I'll be alive on the other side. What do you think we ought to do? I think we ought to get up and go. Let's get together. Look at your neighbor and tell them, let's get together. We've been stuck here so long, but I want you to know Jesus sent me with a word for you. Jesus is about to get you unstuck. Look at your neighbor and tell him, get unstuck. Because desperate people do desperate things. Now, some people that are full of faith don't want to pay the price. They just want to shop. You said, I'm just looking. Then you came home with all them tags. Stick them in the closet for 3 months and then tell your husband, I've had that. We're so dumb, we just, oh yeah, go on, yeah, okay. We ain't had nothing very long. Worn out when we got it, worn out over. And look at that price tag. And then you decide, I sure want this, but am I willing to pay the price? I sure want a revival for me and my house, but am I desperate enough to get up a little earlier in the morning? Come on, somebody. Desperate people do desperate things, like they'll take two jobs to make sure that their family's taken care of. Somebody. They get in a place, they'll get up early in the morning and read the Word of God because they're desperate enough to see a revival come to their own house. Are you hearing me? Desperate people do desperate things. Some people are in fear and they won't do anything desperate because it's all about me. But these four leprous guys said, we better eat before we die out here. It's getting desperate for us. Desperate people won't stay in the same place spiritually for long. That's the reason, people around me, people, staff and leaders and board members and other people will ask me the question, Pastor, you're always keeping something going. You're always keeping something going. Got something going on. You have no idea what's going up in this head. I mean, I'm desperate to reach before I clock out of here. You hear what I'm saying? And so, I mean, you have no idea. I already have a vision for a hotel down here and employing people all around Pace because Pace ain't got no hotel, ain't no place to stay over here. And they see now, you're just locked down on me right there because I sent that word out there. But I guarantee you, somebody's going to do it. Come on, it might as well be the church. That's all right. That's too much for you. I got desperate stuff going on. I'm ready to reach out, ready to do more, ready to do something because I defy a sickness that came from hell to start with and everything else that's the depravity of the heart. I'm going after what I'm going after. And then, come on, you may not want to go with me, but desperate people will hang around and they'll hear the word of the Lord. And desperate people will hear Jesus say, go to the upper room and tarry until you be endued from power from on high. Don't go nowhere. Don't preach. Don't try to heal the sick. Stay right there and in desperation begin to call on the Lord. And suddenly there came a sound into a desperate people's room, and there came a sound like a rushing mighty wind. A noise came from heaven. You do understand that heaven is waiting on a noise to come from the earth before you hear a sound from heaven, don't you? And all of a sudden here comes that Holy Ghost blowing through there upon 120 desperate people. A few folks left and went on their way, but 120 gathered up and said, we're desperate enough to stay right here until heaven opens up and pours out the Spirit. There's a blind man laid by the road. They call him blind Bartimaeus. He'd been blind so long. Now his first name is blind. Last name Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. He had a reputation of being blind. But the Bible said when he heard that Jesus was passing by, he got desperate enough to say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me, and stop by. And all of a sudden the crowd around him of other desperate people, they just came to church just to sit on the pew and hear a sermon. But blind Bartimaeus, when you got issues and you're blind and you've been blind so long, you're getting ready for your eyes to be open. You don't care what you think or anybody else. This praise belongs to the Lord. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a blind man. And the Bible said he cried even louder when everybody around him said, shut up, blind man. The blind man opened up and started crying louder. Oh, it's only a desperate people that will get on somebody's nerve. But when you are blind for so long, you don't care what anybody thinks. I might not see Jesus again. I better cry out while he's passing by.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.